Welcome back to the Writing the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes and his name is Caleb Brown. We are super excited.
Restart that shit right now or I swear to God you're recording your first solo episode.
Writing the Bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to the Writing the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk to sports with you guys today. We may talk about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that, you may leave.
Yeah, you can bounce.
This is a super fun and exciting episode. We're recording this right after the home run derby ended. So we'll talk a little bit about that, but it should be a fun episode. The first episode of season two was just us. No guests this episode.
I know. I don't like it.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I mean,
your voice kind of pisses me off sometimes. So when we have when we have guests, it kind of takes my mind off of everything and I enjoy it.
Well, our guests definitely carry the show.
So, I think so too.
Yeah. Dude, that episode with Robin
Pixley. I think you'll be talented enough at some point. Carry a podcast, but right now the guests are doing it for us.
At least I'm not a washed up actor.
Oh, dude, that would have been so perfectly timed if you wouldn't have stuttered. Sorry, continue. Yeah.
All right. Anyways, let's get right into it. Caleb, kick us off with some NFL.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Garrett Wilson has just agreed to a 4-year, $130 million extension. Over $90 million guaranteed, so that evens out to about $32.5 million a year. Holy shit, he got paid. That makes him the fifth highest paid quarterback in the National Football League.
He's not a quarterback.
Or not quarterback, wide receiver. Sorry, brain fog. Yeah.
But, yeah, boy cashed out.
Yeah, boy cashed out. Coming out of the Jets again, Sauce Gardner is about to get an extension done as well right before training camp. They are very, very close to getting a deal done. Speaking of contract extensions, Juwan Jennings, wide receiver of the San Francisco 49ers, is expected to make about $7 million for his next contract. And he is way too good for that. So he called up Mr. John Lynch and he said, hey, either you are going to pay me or you are going to trade me. Because if you expect if you expect to just be okay with giving me that money, I'm out. I'm not playing for San Francisco anymore. And I agree with that because Juwan Jennings is an absolute animal.
Yeah, but at the same time, come on, man. It's still $7 million. But
I'd be kind of pissed if I was Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings is a dog.
From an athlete standpoint, I see it. But from a bystander standpoint, screw you with $7 million.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Cortland Sutton is ready to get paid before training camp, and the Broncos and Court are very close to finishing a deal. I'm curious to see what those terms are, because I just hope that Cortland Sutton isn't going to ask for anything too crazy, because, and I'm not just saying this to piss you off, I don't think his value is that high.
You're insane. He's a damn good player, man.
Yeah, he's a good football player, but I don't think his value is as high as some may put it. Rookie running back for the Browns, Quinshon Judkins was arrested for battery and domestic violence. What
CTE
is it?
ESPN.
No, I was going to say, what is it with the Browns and these domestic abusers, dude? What is it? And I'm pretty sure Quinshon Judkins just got married, and I think Deshaun Watson was there, so that's kind of ironic.
Deshaun Watson just got married, too.
No, Deshaun Watson got married, and Quinshon Judkins was at his wedding. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard they got couples massages for their honeymoon.
Wow. Aiden Hutchinson coming off his snapped leg, nasty. They asked how he's looking, how he's feeling after his injury, what he's going towards, and he said he is exactly where he needs to be. Christian McCaffrey is said to be coming in hot and ready back to form, like you would know Christian McCaffrey as for this next season. He's looking really good. And
so for what we know Christian McCaffrey as, so he's going to play 3 games and then get hurt?
That's a dick move, dude.
I know.
Christian McCaffrey's an animal.
He is when he's healthy.
He's an animal.
Yeah.
And then lastly, I'm going to hit you guys with... Am I blurry?
Yes.
I hit you guys with a fun fact. I got a fun fact this week.
What? Plot twist.
And it's kind of sad, and it realizes that time goes by. It makes you realize that time goes by way too fast. Patrick Mahomes is going into year number 9. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are going into year number 8. And Joe Burrow is already in year number 6. Time is flying, folks, and this amazing quarterback era is slowly, slowly trickling away.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But now we got Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, hopefully, CJ Stroud. We got the QBs of the future coming around.
Why are we not saying Drake May when we talk about them?
It's because Drake May hasn't performed to the level that we expect him to perform yet. Drake May should be in that conversation, and that's my bad.
What are you talking about? Drake May's an animal. Drake May should be there instead of Caleb.
Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see what both of them can do this year. They both got new head coaches. We'll see how it all works out. Is that all you have for NFL?
That's it.
All right. Got a couple NBA, then a whole lot of MLB. So let's blow
Jacob
through it.
Thinks
so
it's a baseball podcast, dude.
I'm a baseball guy. You're a football guy. You have a bunch of nobodies that nobody cares about. And so I'm going to talk about baseball stuff that people actually care about.
Nobody gives a flying fuck about baseball sometimes. Sorry.
Okay. But this is one of the biggest weekends in baseball, and that's why we're going to talk about it.
That's fine. But you say the NFL has nobodies? If I sat there and said, yo, dog, name 15 baseball players, people would be like,
Nah, whatever, bro. NBA, for 2K26, our cover athletes were revealed. So the basic, just regular cover athlete, SGA continues.
Attaboy.
His year of a lifetime, man.
Attaboy.
He got MVP, finals MVP, cashed out on his contract extension, and now he's the cover of NBA 2K26. So congratulations to him.
Attaboy.
The legend cover this year is Carmelo Anthony.
Love that.
I love it too.
I love that.
The real Melo. I mean, don't get me wrong. LaMelo Ball is great, but the real Melo is Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
And then the WNBA cover is Caleb's hero, Angel Reese.
What the f***?
Oh, gotta mark that down.
Oh, when I was talking about baseball too.
Okay.
But why? Oh yeah, guys, you're probably gonna hear Jacob say, "Oh, I gotta mark that." You'll hear me say, "Hey, Jacob, mark that for me." It's because we have a new system to make it easier on editing for me. That whenever I say a bad word, Jacob just puts a little star next to it.
Yes, sir.
It's so sick. But yeah, what the hell, dude?
Angel Reese gets a 2K cover before Caitlin Clark. She's the reason they fly in private, bro.
Exactly.
Ridiculous. She's the reason they're eating steak and lobster now. And Angel Reese gets a freaking... Angel Reese, who can't make a freaking layup, gets 2K cover. Get that out of here.
It's nuts.
Ridiculous. One last piece of NBA news. It's devastating to hear it, but Chris Paul has announced that this will be his final season in the NBA.
What?
Yes, yes. And I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it with my chest. One of, if not the greatest NBA players to never get a ring. Hopefully, hopefully he doesn't go out and get one this year. I want my Warriors to go out and get one. But one of, if not the greatest player to never get a ring.
Yeah, 100%.
So big congratulations to him on a great career. And I hope he stays healthy for this last season and rides it out and not
enjoys it.
Yes, sir. Yes, exactly. That's all I have for NBA, so now we're going to move on to MLB. And the MLB, I'm going to get us started with something that happened last week when the podcast was supposed to come out, but we had some technical difficulties and stuff. Not Caleb's fault.
A lot of technical difficulties.
We apologize for that. We have a lot of issues going on right now with our distributor, but we're working on it. Coming up soon, we're going to be switching distributors, so maybe we even have video on our podcast soon. But
yeah,
that's a future problem. But last Tuesday, Patrick Bailey hit an inside the park home run to walk it off for the San Francisco Giants. And this was a big milestone in a couple different ways. So our fun facts, plural, for the week. Patrick Bailey's walk-off inside the park home run last week was the first inside the park home run hit by a catcher in 99 years.
Wow.
It had not happened since 1926.
Holy shit, man.
Patrick Bailey made it happen last week. It was also the first time in MLB history that a leadoff walk-off home run and a leadoff inside the park home run and a walk-off inside the park home run happened on the same day, because Lawrence Butler hit a leadoff inside the park home run on the first pitch to give the A's the lead in the first inning.
Damn.
So the first time that both of those have happened on the same day.
Since 1926.
Now, first time the catchers hit one. It was the first time in MLB shit. History that there was a leadoff and a walk-off.
Oh.
Yeah. So, that's pretty crazy. Tonight, I mentioned it earlier. Tonight, the night of recording this, we got to witness an awesome home run derby.
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
It's All-Star Weekend. The home run derby, I'll say it. I'll keep saying it. Is one of the best all-star events in sports. And we saw it again. Cal Raleigh squeezes his way past into the second round by less than an inch. Him and Brent Rooker both hit 17 home runs, and both of them went 470 feet. Cal Raleigh's went less than an inch further than Brent Rooker's, and that's why he moved on to the second round and ended up winning the entire thing.
That's nuts, dude.
It's wild.
That is nuts.
He's also the first catcher to ever win a home run derby.
Really? Ever?
The first catcher to win it. He's only the second Mariner to ever do it. Ken Griffey Jr. did it 3 times, and he's done it. So he's the second Mariner, first catcher, and he's the first switch hitter to ever win it on his own. So I can't remember what year it was, but 1 year Eric Davis shared the trophy with someone. I don't know how that all happened or anything, but he's the first switch hitter to ever do it on his own.
Damn.
Yes, and he did it with his father on the mound and his brother behind the plate.
Damn.
So, family affair.
Wow.
I was rooting for Brent Rooker, he's who I had to win, but after he was out, I was pulling for Cal Raleigh the entire way, so I'm so stoked for him. Staying on the Cal Raleigh train, Cal Raleigh has also announced that he is going to play for Team USA in the 2026 World Baseball Classic.
You'll love to see it.
Yes, sir. I love it.
You'll love it. You'll love it.
The big dumper.
The big dumper, dude.
Yes, sir. And, dude, that towel during the home run derby, any of you guys who are watching it, they each have towels, and his was customized in the Mariners colors. And it's had big dumper on it. It was sick.
It was pretty tight.
Well, with the home run derby happening tonight, tomorrow night, the day this podcast is supposed to come out, if all goes according to plan, the All-Star game happens. So this past week, the All-Star game starters were announced. So starting for the American League, you have Tarik Skubal, and the National League, you have my hero, Paul Skenes. So Caleb, what I want to do, just real quick, we'll make it quick. I want our predictions. So I want a score prediction, and I want our predictions for the MVPs for the All-Star game, or for the All-Star game MVP.
You start us off.
Okay, score prediction. I think we're gonna see quite a few runs scored. I think it's gonna be 5-3, National League, with the MVP. I hate to say it, but he's so dang good. I think the MVP is gonna end up being Shohei Ohtani. I think he's gonna hit a home run early in the game, and he's gonna end up being the All-Star Game MVP. As much as I hate to say it,
I'm sorry, I'm not going Shohei on MVP.
I don't blame you. It kills me to do it, but I think he's gonna. He's going yard.
I'm going 6-3 NL with MVP being Pete Crow Armstrong.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Hot take. You heard it here first on the Riding the Bench podcast. Pete Crow Armstrong kits for the cycle tomorrow.
Abby just scared the shit out of me from behind you. That just terrified me, dude.
Caleb goes, Abby just scared the shit out of me. You want to come say hi? Come say hi to the podcast.
Hi, podcast.
Hey, you should give her your headphones, is what you should do.
What's he done?
So what do you have to say to the people of Riding the Bench? Like, hey, also, I know he can't hear me. Would you be interested in taking Jacob's spot as host someday?
Yeah.
Okay. You totally can. Like, if you want to.
Yeah, I'm totally in for that.
Okay. And just really quick, who's your favorite football team?
The Dallas Cowboys.
You're hired.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm
That's
really
it.
excited to have this opportunity.
Yeah. Also, everybody, you're hearing the voice of the
He's
person that came
laughing
up with
now.
Meet the Host Mondays. This was all her, dude.
Thank you.
What I don't like is that I have no idea what was said, and I'm not going to know until this podcast is uploaded.
Yeah, baby.
I'm assuming a lot of shit talk about me, but
No,
that's
I just
okay.
asked her if she'd be willing to take your spot on the show someday.
All right. She has nothing. She has no idea about sports, but honestly, she may know more about baseball than you do. I'm sorry. Moving on. Let's get to the fun stuff of the show, Caleb. We're moving pretty quick through this thing. Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
This week we have a draft. Like I said, it's our first.
Wait, we have a draft?
It's our first episode, just us two, of the season.
We have a draft this week?
Which is great because I don't think we could do this draft with three people. I think it's just enough where we could do it just the two of us.
Yeah.
So, Caleb, this week our draft is all-star events. So you have the MLB All-Star Game, the Home Run Derby, the Pro Bowl Skills Challenge, the NBA Dunk Contest, all that kind of stuff. So any all-star event from any of this pro sports is free game.
Can you pick a weekend or do you have to pick an event?
Pick an event. We'll get to weekends
Oh.
in a little bit, but we're picking a specific event for our draft or
Is
else
that our
we won't
start
have
bench
enough to
cut?
fill it out. It's our start bench cut this
Okay,
week.
it's
We'll
gonna
get
be
to that later.
weekends. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, I haven't had the first overall pick in some weeks, dude.
You have first overall pick this
Oh,
week.
sick. All right, give
Yeah.
me the home run derby with my first overall pick.
Screw you. Stick to football.
That's light work, dude.
Yeah. I knew when I saw that you had the first overall pick this week, it wasn't falling to me.
Yeah, not a chance in hell.
Yeah. So with that, I'm sticking to what's going on this weekend. Give me the MLB All-Star game. It's the
Yeah.
only one that's still really competitive.
Yeah. It is competitive. That's because I wish you could do it with football like we've done in the past. I don't like the whole flag football thing. But honestly, for somebody like me who's an offensive fan, I love, you know what? Give me flag football. As my second overall, as somebody who really enjoys offense, there's nothing more than you want to see than one of the most badass quarterbacks being able to throw to one of the most badass receivers or tight end that's not on their team. It's exciting to see the change in scenery. And like I said, offensive horror, dude. So give me flag football.
I really don't like the flag football. I don't like that they changed it. But there is one event that I really like
Okay, I
watching
changed my
every year.
mind.
Nope, too late.
Ugh.
There is one event that I really like watching every year at the Pro Bowl, and that's the relay race where they're
Oh,
flipping
thank
the
God.
tires, they're running as fast as they can, all that kind of stuff. I love the relay race at the Pro Bowl.
Oh, okay. With my third overall, I'm going back to Pro Bowl. Give me dodgeball.
That's a great one.
Oh, I was so scared you were going to take dodgeball.
Sorry. I write down every draft we do, so I'm doing that right now. That's a great pick. I don't know where to go here. I think I'm gonna go back to MLB All-Star Weekend.
Shocker.
And this is one that probably not a lot of people know of. And it was better back a couple years ago, but it's still great to watch now. I'm gonna go with the celebrity softball game.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a fun event to watch, man, especially when they mic up everyone. Like it's a fun event.
Yeah. All right. Do I have this is gonna be my fourth?
Yeah.
With my fourth pick, I'm gonna go to NHL actually. Give me those kick-ass little 3-on-3 mini tournaments that they do in the NHL. Give me
Yep.
those. Those are, oh man.
Yeah, those are
It's fun.
kick-ass.
It's
Those are
just
great.
fun.
I love them. I'm also going to NHL. I don't know if they do this anymore. I know they used to, and it used to be really fun to watch, but I'm going to go with the shootout. They
Yeah.
used to have like a
Yeah.
goalie and like do it with the divisions. They would pick a goalie and a shooter, and the shootouts are always really fun to watch in hockey. Even though I'm not a big hockey guy, that's something I like to go watch. Shootouts and fights. So I'm going to go with the NHL shootout.
Yeah. Give me the NBA All-Star game for my last one.
Yep.
I mean, it's – I'm going to say it's similar. I mean, I think the MLB All-Star game is better, but I'm going to say it's similar in the fact that it's easier to do than football.
Yeah.
So, yeah, give me the NBA All-Star game. It's it's an easy – it's an easily accessible sport, basketball. So, it's fun seeing those guys get out there and duke it out. Again, just – that's what made basketball blow up in the first place the way it did. Like, the reason we have basketball is because of things like the All-Star game and things like the Olympics and seeing all of these superstars come together. That's what makes basketball.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate the way that it's gone downhill in recent years. I wish there was more defense, but I do like that they play it for charity now. So these guys are playing for something. The winning team is each team is representing a charity. The winning team get so much money donated to that charity, so that makes it a little more competitive now.
Yeah,
but it's just a fun event watching the All-Star game. To wrap it up, I don't
Did
know if I want to take it. What?
I just farted so bad.
Doorknob.
Safety.
I don't know if I want to take it. I kind of don't, just out of protest.
Just take it. No, don't say what I think you're going to say.
No, I'm not going to take it. I can't. I got to do it out of protest because it's gone so downhill in recent years. So I'm going to go with the NBA three-point contest.
Okay, good. You were gonna do dunk.
Yes, and I'm not taking it out of protest.
Back in the day, it was pretty badass, though.
It was great when the good players actually did it, but now it's a bunch of G Leaguers, and that's actually one of our hot takes this week. But, yeah. So yeah, that's our draft this week. Caleb, do you have any more honorable mentions?
No, my honorable mention was going to be the 3-point contest, so no.
Yeah, the NBA Skills Challenge is cool. Also, I don't think they do this anymore, but they used to have an event. I don't know how many years they did it, but at the NHL All-Star game, they had a speed skating event.
Oh, they still do that.
They still do that. That's
fastest
an awesome
skater
event too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they always see who could do the lap around the ice the fastest. That's an awesome event.
Yeah.
But I can't take it because I can't have two NHL on my list. I don't watch enough NHL to have that. But that's an awesome event.
Yeah.
Moving on to our next segment, hot takes.
Yes.
They came back last week. They're back again this week. We have hot takes.
There's some really good football hot takes in here. So whoever sent them to, I don't know who sent them, but I'm excited because they're really good.
But we're going to stick to not football specific on this first one. We're going to do the one that was sent in by Padre, my dad. He's been a guest before. He sends us hot takes all the time. And I just mentioned it. But his hot take this week is, when the light shined bright back in the 90s, the big guns showed up. This generation, the big guns run away.
Yeah.
He says, shame on Judge, Ohtani, and Betts. And I'm going to do the same thing with the NBA. Shame on Jordan, or not Jordan, shame on LeBron. Who else is a big dunker? All those dunkers, like, shame on all of these big stars who aren't showing up to these big events trying to promote the sport.
Yeah.
So I
definitely with that.
I don't think it's necessarily even that big of that hot of a take.
I think a lot of
people can agree that we want to see Judge, Ohtani, and Betts in the home run derby. We want to see Jordan and, why am I blanking? Oh, not Jordan. LeBron. We want to see LeBron and KD. Who's another guy? Ja Morant. Anthony Edwards. We want to see these guys in the dunk contest just like we want to see the other ones in the home run derby. We want these big names to show up, and shame on them that they're not.
Right.
We're going to do two NFL ones this year or today.
This year? Yeah, dude. We're going to do two NFL hot takes this year, guys.
Which one do we want to do? Do we want to do the Rams and the Niners?
Rams and the Niners. Not the Matthew Stafford one, the Rams and the Niners.
The first one comes in from BT Productions, Brody, the photographer from the Rawhide.
Uh-huh.
His hot take is the Rams will win the Super Bowl. Caleb?
So I'm very happy he sent this in, because this is something that I'm very passionate about. There are three teams, in my opinion, that can go to the NFC Championship. There's just three. That's it. And depending on who goes from the AFC, shit, the NFC could win it.
Mm-hmm.
The three teams from the NFC that I could see making it to the Super Bowl are, or to the NFC Championship, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Obviously.
The Los Angeles Rams.
Of course.
And who else?
Detroit Lions?
False. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Those are the three teams that I could see making it all the way through the NFC. If we're talking about just well-put-together teams, those are the three, dude. The Eagles are unstoppable on both sides of the ball. It's nuts. Mm-hmm. But with Saquon Barkley and that receiving core, it's just stupid. And now Devontae looking as well as he does in Los Angeles, aside Puka Nacua, with Matthew Stafford, who you could argue, and another hot take that I'll kind of throw in there, was that Matthew Stafford is a top five quarterback. You could argue Matthew Stafford being a top five quarterback. I could argue Matthew Stafford being the best quarterback in the NFC.
Okay, I think it's wild that you don't have the Commanders in there as one of the teams that can make it to the NFC Championship.
No.
Especially with the pick of Debo Samuel.
Mm-mm. Debo, but, I watched Debo underperform this year. Like, underperform like crazy.
And I also disagree that Matthew Stafford is the best quarterback in the NFC, because I think Jaden Daniels is better. And that's strictly based off of what I saw last year, because that's all we have from Jaden Daniels. But
yeah, but you have to watch Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels runs around. If we're talking about strict quarterback play, there's not a more perfect quarterback per se. If we're talking about skills and angle and even mobility when he gets going, I just it's hard to put anybody above Matthew Stafford, dude. The guy is just too comfortable. No matter what your scheme is, no matter what tape you have on him, you're not getting to Matthew Stafford. He's too quick.
I mean, he's good. He's good, but back to the hot take that we're talking about. I do think the Rams have a possibility to win the Super Bowl this year. They're one of the best teams in the NFC, so I could see that happening for sure.
I think the Rams are the only team that could really get through Buffalo.
Yeah.
The Rams are the only team I could see putting up a good fight against Buffalo. Watch Detroit. Yeah. If Detroit made it, they wouldn't face up against Buffalo. Shit, they can't even face up against Tampa Bay.
This thing that scares me about Buffalo is Josh Allen in the playoffs. As crazy as it sounds, that's the thing that scares me about Buffalo.
Yeah.
That's terrifying to think about, because they're just not – he's not the same player as he is in the regular season.
Mahomes has one main thing to worry about, though.
What's that?
We've learned that time and time again, it's a curse, okay? Josh Allen always outperforms Patrick Mahomes when they're on the field together.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry, it doesn't matter. Mahomes beats him in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Mahomes' biggest worry right now is, damn it, Mahomes, I really hope you bounce back from that loss, because that was really tough to see after the couple years you've been on. But you better pray to the Lord above you that Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals do not make the playoffs, because if they do, you have a problem, a big one.
Yeah. Just real quick, since we talked about the Matthew Stafford being a top five quarterback, that being a hot take, I just want to shout out Corbin Diaz. He sent that in as a hot take this week, and we talked about it, so I wanted to make sure we give him his flowers.
I love that one, Corbin.
Yes. Last one comes in from Kevin, the dude who was an intern at the Rawhide with us.
Kevin!
Yes. Yeah. His hot take this week is the 49ers Super Bowl window is still open. They're a true contender in the NFC.
I mean, they definitely still have some work to do. Don't get me wrong. The Niners aren't as screwed as we think they are. Did they give their entire defense to Denver? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Did they make some trades that were unnecessary? Maybe. But nothing's really unnecessary in a rebuild. So
yeah.
I think they have a good trajectory. They have a no matter what people say, they have a phenomenal quarterback in Brock Purdy. Yeah. They have the best tight end in the NFL.
Yep. I can get behind that.
Yep. Me and Eli got into an argument over it because he said it's Brock Bowers. It's not. It's George Kittle.
Yeah. Because people don't take into consideration blocking and how important blocking is in a tight end.
There's only one thing that would make the San Francisco 49ers Super Bowl contenders, and that's firing Kyle Shanahan.
Yep,
and
that hasn't exactly happened what I was yet. Gonna say. That's what they need. They're not going to win a Super Bowl until Kyle Shanahan is out of there.
Get him out of here.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, I think until Shanahan's gone, the Super Bowl window's closed for the 49ers. I'm sorry to say it, because I know we have a lot of Niners fans listening to our podcast, but I can't see him winning a Super Bowl under Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, go Cowboys.
Yes, that's all we have for hot takes this week. So now we're going to move on to the last segment of our show. This is how you know we're getting towards the end of the episode. This week, or I guess every week, we have Start Bench Cut. For those of you new listeners, Start Bench Cut is a weekly segment on our show where I give us three items, three events, three players, three women last week, and we have to start one, bench one, and cut one.
Yes.
This week, our start bench cut is all-star events. So we have the Pro Bowl, the NBA All-Star Weekend, and the MLB All-Star Break. So, Caleb, I'll let you go first.
All right. I'm starting MLB, benching NBA, cutting NFL.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
And that just goes to show that the NFL needs to step it up. I'm a football fan.
Yep. Yep. Honestly, if I could, I'd start MLB, cut NFL, and cut NBA.
That's wild.
But since that's obviously not an option, I am going to start the NBA All-Star. Or not, I'm going to start the MLB, bench NBA, and cut NFL, just because the NBA All-Star game is a lot easier to watch than anything in the Pro Bowl, besides dodgeball and the relay race.
Yeah.
But the weekend as a whole, I think NBA takes it.
Yeah, me too.
That's all we have for this week, Caleb.
That was a quick one.
It was a quick one. And you know what? It's crazy. We're back to our old ways, just us two, short episodes.
Did we just have a quickie?
Bro, come on. Come on. The fact that I'm in your house and I can hear you clapping right now is ridiculous. But,
okay, continue.
But yeah, back to our old ways, short episodes, just us two. And you know what? I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either.
I love us having the guests, but man, I like having just episodes with just us two again. I love you, buddy.
I love you too.
You want to do the donating spiel? Go
yeah,
for
I'll
it.
Yeah, I'll do the donating spiel. All right, y'all. So we are two broke 19-year-old children who are trying to make a name for ourselves. We're trying to
don't
cement
call me
ourselves
a child.
In the podcast community. Shut up, Jacob. We're trying to cement ourselves in the podcast community, in the sports community, and that shit's not cheap. Okay? We want to expand the show. We have bigger, better ideas that not only are going to benefit us, but they're going to benefit you and your eyeballs, and it's all meant for your viewing pleasure. So, if you want to help out with that, go to rss.com/writing-the-bench. You'll see a little donate button in the top. Click that, mother freaker. And it will take you to a page that will tell you a little bit about us and what your money will be going towards. So if you want to donate, that would be greatly appreciated. If you don't, I don't give a shit. Keep listening to the show.
Yep. Yep. And you know what? I'm gonna add something to our spiels at the end of every episode. If you like our podcast, tell your friends.
Oh, that's a good one.
Tell your friends to come listen to the podcast. Tell them to go to rss.com. You can listen to your podcast. It's on Apple Podcasts now, so you can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say also, huge shout out to the Visalia Rawhide.
Yes.
JT Gomez of the Visalia Rawhide. We got a cool little promotion at the Rawhide, a cool little ad to boost the show's rating. So I just want to say shout out to JT Gomez and the Visalia Rawhide.
Yes, thank you very much. Any promo we can get, we appreciate it. So
any publicity is good publicity. Jacob, start selling feet pics.
I'm gonna sell them anonymously though. I'm gonna sell them underwriting the bench, and they're just not gonna know.
They
which
have to
one
guess whose foot it is. Audio only, guys. Good luck.
Audio only. Go give us a follow on Instagram and TikTok at Writing the Bench Pod. We have some stuff up on Instagram. We're working on TikTok. We're just trying to figure out a few things. We're working out some kinks. But we're going to have content up there soon. So go follow us on both of those at Writing the Bench Pod. Yep. Attaboy. I'm proud of you, Caleb. I know you guys have no idea what we're talking about, but if this, if the information that he just showed me goes public ever, you'll understand why I'm proud of you. and Padre, ask me about it later. I'll tell you what's going on. But thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you made it to the end, send us a DM. What should our code word be this week? I got you. If you made it to the end of the episode, please send us a DM on Instagram or on TikTok or email us, because we have an email now at writingthebenchmedia or writingthebenchmedia@gmail.com. Send us Step It Up NFL.
Step It Up NFL if you made it to the end of the episode.
Yeah, you got cut by both of us, NFL. Step It Up. If you made it to the end, send that to us.
Yeah, Step It Up, NFL.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. As a reminder, my name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
This has been the Writing the Bench Podcast. Stay bench, boys.